Stanley Miller was barely into his teens in Detroit when he acquired the nickname that became his professional identity for the rest of his life.
In the seventh grade, I got dubbed Mouse, and I started signing everything Mouse. I was instantly famous in the seventh grade. I would alter all the school books, and people at the end of the term would fight to get my book for next year.
His talents soon took him out of school and into the early 1960s world of hot rod art.
I painted thousands of T-shirts. That was my real education as an artist. People putting pictures of their cat or their car or their girlfriend or whatever in front of me and say, airbrush this on a sweatshirt. And so I would, and I got to be a virtuoso on drawing everything.
As the 60s unfurled, Mouse packed up his airbrush and joined the generation heading west to San Francisco, where he found a new creative outlet.
They were doing posters for rock and roll concerts, and I said I could do that. I just jumped into it and started doing it.
In partnership with Alton Kelly, Mouse was soon busy creating wild images for concerts at the Family Dog, and later the Fillmore, posters for the Grateful Dead, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Jefferson Airplane, and other local bands that used increasingly complex psychedelic lettering to add to their impact.
We tried to make it so that it was an experience to read a poster, because before that, I think advertising art, the law was you had to be able to read it in 5 seconds. We changed all that. You'd see a poster up on the street and people would be standing around it trying to decipher it.
Aggressively bright colors were another hallmark of San Francisco's psychedelic poster art.
That went along with the psychedelic experience, I guess. A lot of colors. Victor Moscoso was really the super pioneer in some of that stuff. He brought your eye to, like, the colors would flash between, like, a red and a blue, where you could hardly read anything. You could put red and blue glasses on it, and actually the poster would animate. It would move.
But Mouse explains that was never a problem for the artists. It was the printers who struggled.
We did them in black and white, and the colors were overlays, black and white overlays. And when the printer got a hold of them, we tell what color to put in each overlay. We pushed the printers to their max, where they would complain and scream and yell. But everybody knew that there was history in the making, so everybody went along with the program.
These days, Mouse remains active, even prolific, wielding his brushes mostly in a studio overlooking apple trees on a West Sebastopol hillside. But he has also opened a gallery, Rockin' Roses, in downtown Healdsburg, to showcase his art, which these days runs to classic oil paintings of nudes.
Inspiration comes constantly. My favorite thing is doing figurative classical oil paintings, but nobody seems to care about those.
His favorite old posters, he says, are mostly obscure, but those that have been most popular down through the years tend to share a couple of common traits.
Commercially, I think it's probably the name of the band that's on it. From an art standpoint, I think maybe how well it was designed, how much it sticks out. Some stand the test of time, some don't.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.